All right, yes, I wrote that down, and I will maybe talk to you more about that later. Thank you. KU9ALK.
Well, when you have time, first things first, program that frequency into your radio with the PL tone. You just want it on tone. You don't need it on tone squelch, because then that way you're guaranteed to hear the node and see if you can get into it. Sometimes I have it connected. Sometimes it's just sitting there idle. And it has a courtesy tone, not much different than the repeater, than this repeater. So you'll know if you key it up. And feel free to play around with it. You can't hurt it. And if something does go wonky, I'll fix it. Don't worry about it. But you can't hurt it. Worst you can do is make it go offline for a minute, but I can remote into it from anywhere, so I can fix it on the fly. But, yeah, feel free to play with it as much as you want, and that's what it's there for. And if you find that you're using it quite a bit, I've considered moving it onto a bigger antenna and putting a little more power behind it, but we'll see if it works from the way it is right now. And just let me know. Do you have that frequency and everything, or do you need me to repeat anything?
I have it all written down. And what does that connect me to exactly, besides your, is that a node, or... Maybe I'm not understanding exactly what that connects me to.
Yeah, no problem. Currently, it's not connected to anything, and I do that on purpose on that night because it's a 2-meter frequency, and it will interfere with my radio here that I'm talking on now. But you can connect to any node you want. So, for example, this node for this repeater is 635952, right? So if you wanted to connect to this repeater with my node, which you wouldn't, because if you can get into my node, you can get into this repeater. But anyway, just for example's sake, you would put in *3635952 on your DTMF pad on your radio. And DTMF pad, if you don't know, is all the numbers on the front of your radio. So while you're keying down the radio, you type in *3635952. And then it will tell you if it, well, my node doesn't tell you if you connect, but it should connect you. And I could change that so that you know that it connects, but I turn that feature off. It gets annoying if you're connecting and disconnecting a lot. Does that make any sense to you?